Okay, it was nice listening in to a call from an IP, doing good things, networking, building. I'm going to get our Google Sheet doc done. Please go over the questions and we're going to move forward. Company's going to grow.
Amen.
And we have a week of Shmini. Shmini is the Makor of Brocha, Afur B'Shminis. It's Mala Min HaTeva, Mala Min HaZman, above the world. It's where the source of Brocha comes. The blessing that we need. Last week when I was recording audio, so I was using the phone to check on the halakha, so it wasn't so clear, the halakhic section, the audio, so I'm just using a different phone now to do the halakhas from, learn from our mistakes, Baruch Hashem. And so we're going to do Kitzur Shulchan Aruch first to start, and this is a big part of Muna IP, that we have values, and I believe that the blessing of our work comes through spirituality, and that's the key to how we go ahead. So, Meshkiya Latilas El Elyon. When one reaches the word Tehilas the Kel Elyon, praises to the Supreme God, Yamud Yachin Etz Atzmo Tefilas Shmona Esrei. He should stand and ready himself for the Shmona Esrei. As we said last week, there's no bigger Devekas than coming Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem Tatar, Hashem purifies us. We come in front of Hashem and we get to talk to him in the most pure, most focused way. Kicho. Yeah, bicho, vinio. To clear his nose and throat from extraneous phlegm and saliva. So when you're davening Shema Esrei, you shouldn't have like a mess going on. Mm-hmm. You're about to stand in front of the biggest boss in the world. You know, you're just in a meeting with someone now. So you're not going to sit there in your boxer shorts, yeah?
No.
So when you're in a meeting with someone, you have, you know, respect. So kosher came with the king of the world. Shouldn't come with like nazelet or, you know, phlegm and stuff all coming out your face. And remove anything else that would disturb his concentration. He should then take 3 steps back, as we said, and recite the Tefillas Kel Elyon. Ad Gal Yisrael. So you're standing back 3 steps after Tefillas Kel Elyon, just before Shmona Esrei, and then as you get to Gal Yisrael, Ad Yachzu Lefan of Shalom Pesias. He should then return to his place by 3 steps forward. Derech Karov Hagasha the Melech, in the manner of one who draws close, near to the king. Lo Yafsik Bein Gal Yisrael L'Shmona Esrei. One should not interrupt between the words Gal Yisrael and the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Filo L'Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu. Any of the things we said before you could interrupt, for when you're in that stage of davening, there's no interruption, B'chlal. It's completely focused. Filo L'Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, you don't say. Bnei Yisrael L'Samek Gula Wa L'Tefilah. Right now, we just had Purim with some Gula Purim to Chodesh Nissan, which is the Shabbos Mevarachim Chodesh Nissan, also Bar Mitzvah of Amichai. I'm sure there's a reason why he named him this time of year, Amichai. Yeah, the nation lives. Chodesh Nissan, energy, Chias, it's Chadshus. Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, full of energy.
Yeah. And Parsha Shmini, we're going to see it's like that's where the Refua, the energy comes from. From the Solomon Shmini, Pnei Shesach Lasmik Gula Tefila. The whole thing is we should join Gula Tefila. The closing sentence of Ezra Sabaseinu says underneath, in the blessing of death from follow the Shema. For this reason, Hakkabad's interruption is more stringent at this point. In the prayers in the middle of a parak, Rishabura Ezra, one may not even wait silently at this point for more than time of Kadei Dibu Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, 1 to 2 seconds. According to some phrases of Shabbos, one may respond to Kadish Kedusha or Baruch, even between God and Shalom Aleichem. So there is different opinions about that. The main thing is that you should realize you're about to enter and talk to the King of Kings. He's the one who gives us everything. And it's not a time to be distracted or to not be presentable. We have to realize the importance of the moment every time we're on Shema Esrei and who we're davening in front of. And just that in itself, having the right mindset, is a big part of these halachas. We're now going to learn in Shmini an important concept that Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim, Amala Etzchem Meretz Mitzrayim. And the whole point of going out of Mitzrayim is to get to what we just learned on Halacha, the idea of having that relationship with Hashem. So now we're going to see in Parsha Shmini, after all the Parshas of Shmos, we're in Vayikra already, we're now in the base of English, comes in this Parsha, it says, I am Hashem who took you out, or not took you out, took you up. I elevated you from Meretz Mitzrayim. Yosachem He took us up to what? To be a God to us. V'yisem kadoshim. Because we are holy. Ki kadoshani. And that's a big point of, it's not just enough to go out of Mitzrayim, to have an aliyah in kadosh and holiness. That's the way to think about it, that the Hashem wants us to elevate ourselves. The idea with Adam Shemeser in a state of Dveikus and elevation, in a state of Kedusha, of holiness, we are in an opportunity where we should realize we are Alas. We should always have She'ifas, desires to go up and up and up in Avodas Hashem.
Amen.
This is one of the big times of a person's life and his boy's bar mitzvah. It's a dumb thing that there should be this Alas. It shouldn't just be that he keeps Yiddishkeit, but it should be more than that, that he has a real close relationship with Hashem, the King of Kings. But to go into that Dveikus Hashmona Esrei, feeling that he's talking to the real king, the real boss of everything, should feel real, very real with him, to the point where his Alas is elevated as a person in a daily way. But Gemara, Baba Mitzia, and that's hopefully what Tefillin and everything does. So this week's Parsha, Hashem gives us Shmini, this we go into this Olam HaShmini, this higher world, and we're meant to eat in a certain way and act in a certain way. There's a higher level how we have kashrus and how we have the base of Migdash and Mishkan. We have a way of serving Hashem that's elevated. Gemara, Baba Mitzia, Samech Aleph, I'm a base. Why does it say elevate us from Mitzrayim? See, I already noticed on that. It didn't say he took us out. Usually it says that he took us. It's Mitzrayim. Why is it saying Mala Itzchem? He's taking us, elevating us.
Love that.
Took us out, not elevated us. Rashi Perish, so you have to remember that that's an akuda of this Torah. He's elevating us. It's not just taking us out. It's a higher level. That's how really we should Yiddishkeit really be about elevation. Yeah, Rashi Perish Alki Ani Hashem Mala Etzchem, because Rashi explains that I am Hashem who elevated you. On Menash Kabbal Mitzvosai Aleisi Etzchem, on condition that you receive my mitzvahs, I will elevate you. Sarach Bia Vedua Nama Tanaize Dafka Kan Bepashas Macholas Asuris Lo Bishar Mitzvahs, and as we know, that the reason that this is all Tanai, on condition that Dafka, in this Parsha, with how we eat, we shouldn't eat forbidden things, the law of Shav mitzvahs, yeah? And not like other mitzvahs. There's something different about how you eat. When you eat and you don't eat forbidden things, you get elevated. Whereas if you just, you know, like, you go to a test, like an assignment would be, I don't know what's going to be, this BIA.
BPIP.
Very good. Now I have a way of remembering it. Best practices in intellectual property. So they have, Baruch Hashem, best practices in the business space. But there will be a question, do they have the best practices in the cashless space? So they're going to have probably some decent food lying around. The question is, you just go eat it and just pretend you're just like everyone else. Yeah? Or you say, no, wait a minute. In Tel Aviv, it could be... Like, I once went to a place there, I'll tell you a personal story. I went with a very, very wealthy friend of mine, probably the wealthiest friend I have, and he took us to this wine and cigar shop, where they have the best wines, the best cigars, right on the pier there. And you sit down on these fat couches, and they just pummel you with wine and cigars, and maybe a little food. Anyway, so another guy comes, he's also somewhat wealthy, and he's connected with Lapin and other kind of such people, quite an important person now in Israel. He turns up, at that point he was more of a businessman then. He turns up, very educated, and he comes in and he says, Eli, he knows I'm like hanging out around my world, and I'm with a few other friends. He says, what are you doing eating here? I said, I'm just drinking wine. I checked the wine, it's kosher. The salmon is got a heksher on it. You know, I just ate a bit of fish with the... I was always very careful not to eat. He said, but did you notice in the entrance of the store, there's a giant pig head, and they're selling bacon as well, and as part of the whole thing. They could bring that out, and the plate you eat them, who knows what. So I said to him, good question, but I didn't actually put it on the plate, and I was careful to just, you know, drink from clean glasses, and hopefully, maybe bit the air, but it wasn't the best, but everything had a hexer, yeah, that I touched, yeah. So... he was like, you know, because he's nudging me a little bit, because he's more like, not reformed, but just a little bit more on a different path. So he was like, testing me out. So I would try to be as elevated as I could, but sometimes there's situations where people are going to try to catch you out. So when you're in Tel Aviv and you've got your sisters in your couple, you can't just eat whatever. You've got to just make sure. You don't know what they're mixing you with. So
very nice.
Don't just assume. So you have to always, the part of the Yerusha Mayim is you check, and that gives us an elevation. The Rambam mitzvahs kadoshim to you. As we know that one of the yisod of the of the Rambam, the famous Rambam, is the mitzvahs of Kedoshim, that we have to be holy. You have to, now, not only that, now you're sitting there having the kosher wine and the kosher cigars, and that means cigars are generally kosher, but it's not Pesach, for example, it's not Shiloh Chametz. And you're having a cigar and you're having.
Cigars and Chametz, too, they're good. You could pre Pesach,
they're good. Yeah, they're good before Pesach, maybe. So now you're having a cigar, you're having the wine, you're having the salmon. Now, the question is, how much wine do you have? I mean, it was like really good quality wine, you know, like this guy's. I think he spent like a few thousand shekels in that store when we were sitting there.
Drop down.
Yeah. Wow. So, like, we're just sitting, and we're all like enjoying it because knowing he's going to cover it. But at the same point, you know, like, it's, you know, then I don't have to get shikah drunk, you know, I can just be happy, yeah?
Chill.
Make a lachan.
Yeah.
So, sha'achah shakasva toire, I'll call the Vaim Asurim, Hasuya od zeloye be the Vaim of the time, novel be rishas the Torah. The point is, the Torah, what's it telling us? Obviously, we can't eat the forbidden things. But it's adding on that with things that were permitted, we shouldn't become disgusting with permission of the Torah. Meaning, we'll still be doing everything permitted, but we shouldn't do it in such a way that we're like lying on a couch, like passed out, vomiting, and our wife's like booting us in the stomach, saying, "I need you right now.
Wake up!
What are you doing?"
Hey, wait.
So then we can also explain, yeah, also why the Hashem and the Torah here finishes off the parsha of all the forbidden things we're not allowed to eat, and then says Hayisem Kedoshim, because you're holy. Because it's also mutter to make holy yourself. That all you're eating with a yid should be with kedusha and tahara. You don't have to have 10 helpings, yeah? You don't have to eat everything that's put in front of you. There has to be some sort of,
interesting,
you know, hold back a little bit, just a little bit, just to show you're in control, not the food. Your head's not in the plate.
Keep the yater at bay.
Yeah, just on some level, you're elevating the food. It's not it's not pulling you down. I'll perish there, yeshama. Hashem's going to elevate us merits and strive. Right, all this talk of food is making me hungry, actually. Anyway, but the idea is Hashem's elevating us. That I am Hashem who's holy also. So Hashem, he's also, what does it mean, Kaddish? It means lifrush. He's like, yeah, you can't say Hashem is like his creation. Hashem, even though we try to be dumb at him, he's not dumb at us. He's elevated. So we have to elevate ourselves like Hashem. The first thing when we went out of Mitzrayim was to go out from the bad.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you for the invite.
B'simcha Rabbah. We're looking forward to having Shabbos
to Mitzvah. Two points tomorrow.
And I'll be here tomorrow. Do I need a key or something?
I'll be here too.
Okay, good.
I'll be in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay. I'm going to take you in the bus.
I'm taking the bus, that's what I'm
just reminding you.
Yes.
Enjoy. Safe travel. Hashem takes us out from the evil, the ra.
So remember,
these are the few nekudas.
Yeah,
good learning. When you get the tefillin, you're getting a chizuk, the mitzvah boy, he's getting chizuk and you see it's Mitzrayim, because it's part of the whole parshas of tefillin is going on Mitzrayim. So what is the connection with parshas Shmini? The connection would be that you're elevating yourself, not just from the ra. Yeah, Mitzrayim he ervis aris. You saw how you meshkuin shem b'memta shari tuma, but jokes the shifted biyata shal tuma. You're also elevating yourself from this place called Mitzrayim, which was memta shari tuma, from this low level experience of how life is done, is run, like the way the world runs life. Yeah, generally it runs life in a more like low level, like party and tivers, instead of like how you can elevate yourself as a human being into a more godly soul. Hashem took us out from that low level place. It took us to be to Hashem. Hashem took us out to be an Am, a nation chosen and davik to Hashem Yisbarach. That's to be really, and we learned today to have simcha from that, to enjoy being davik to Hashem, to have true happiness. We spoke about the Beinoni and the Tanya share I did today. To really get a simcha, joy, from being davik to Hashem and to His Torah and to mitzvahs, to enjoy putting
a good life.
Yeah, it's a good life.
Good life.
Yeah, basically, because now you're not enslaved to your tithers. You're above you.
It's a good life.
And that, you know, Stephen Covey, a non-Jew, very famous non-Jew, wrote in his book, he said, the key to happiness is self-control. He understood that as a non-Jew.
Not even with the Torah.
Yeah, to just know
self-control.
That. He tuned into the emes of the when you're a human being in control of that, there's a certain...
It's a big thing.
Self-confidence and joy that you're not going to get just by just...
Falling down and always falling into your rots and your desires.
You start to feel a bit elevated, a bit more like, not over, elevated over people, chas shalom, you're humble, you see the good in everyone, just in your own avoda. Everyone else is trying, you're not judging anyone else, you're just, you're seeing elevation.
So it's okay to be happy.
Happy is a big part of your discovery. And this avoda should bring us to simcha, not to, because you can't really be davik to Hashem if you're sad, it doesn't work. So Mishnah is Adam, Marvin, Besimcha, and Chodesh Nissan is also Yismuchu Hashemah Misagal Aretz. What she tells us, the Surah of Shem Avayev, Shem of Chodesh Nissan, it's a time of Yismuchu. The heavens are rejoicing. Misagal Aretz, there's joy in the land. This is a time of joy. We're bringing down an even bigger level of joy that we had in Adam, which was Marvin Besimcha. Comes Chodesh Nissan, the whole month, the whole energy is joy.
Wow, Birkat Chodesh Shabbos.
Yeah, Birkat Chodesh. So we're tuning in already this Shabbos into that heavenly joy that comes down to the world, to build in the full way, and the full way, and the chag, and chag HaPesach, and
the whole theme is doing a Avodas Hashem.
Yeah, and we said Yehuda's birthday is Yud Aleph Nissan. Wow. Each day of the month is connected, the big first 12 days connected to Chodesh, so it's connected to Chodesh Shvat, connected to the Babish Rebbe's Yad, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We said it's the Babish Rebbe, the breast of a Rebbe's birthday, and there's a lot of energy in the Chodesh. There's a lot of Chadshus, birthday. Newness, freshness. This is the kind of energy you want to tune into. And that's Bar Mitzvah, is the time of its chancha, a new beginning of becoming a man and elevating himself as a human being. What was going on in Galus Mitzrayim? Shekosh Baruch Hu Amar Avram Bris Beinu Basarim. He knew that we'd be a ger, we'd be like a lost sort of person over there, a stranger over there, Zarach, but Eretz Lo Lehem. We'd have to be strangers over there. But Abdam Va'anu Asam Abimah Shana, we'd have to be there for 400 years. Funny enough, there was a Netflix documentary that came out, and it kept going on about this 400 years. But Avram was told he'd be in Mitzrayim. So actually, interestingly, it's not 400 years, 210.
Right.
So I gave a shout out to the rabbi. I actually messaged him. His name is Rav Shlomo Einhorn. I messaged him. I've stayed by him. I did some work with Nissen Black back in the day in L.A., and he's on this Netflix documentary. And I gave him, I messaged him, I said, Kala Kavod, nice. That you were the only one to actually mention the real amount, for example. And there was one of many things you corrected everybody with. Because there was, it was like non-denominational, Yashkenets, Mahabedins, all the different guys were all there. So they're all saying they're different types and professors, all that kind of different type of story. So he was the one who was most exact according to the Masorah of the Torah. And this is another example that it didn't end up becoming 400, it was 210 years because Hashem bought the cates early, which is 190 minus the 400, 210. So the idea that, so what's the reason of the goddess? We did sin, so now we have to be sent into goddess from our land. How could it be? That's a good question. How could it be that in that goddess of Mitzrayim, there were 70 holy souls, all from Yaakov, Nefesh, they're all one soul together. Kod Shei Elon, Rosh Yom Mishpach, they were the head of all the families of Klaishon. Shekoyso, Shaloi Behem, Shum Pagam, they didn't have any Pagamim. Yotsu Misham Mishkuim, and had to go into such a low place, and Memteshoi Tuma. Vim Kain, Ezim Matara, Haisa, the Golas. What was the reason there was the whole Golas? What caused this Golas when there were such holy souls at that time? Elas Rimatar, Shal Golas Mitzrayim, Haisa, the Hakshir, the Zachir.
That's a good question.
So the answer is, says the question's good, but there's an even better answer. The Matara was of God's time was to Hakshid, to prepare us and to purify Israel to be able to become a nation, the chosen nation. We had to go through things. We had to go, and that's all of us. We've all gone through stuff.
Go down and go up.
Those challenges, those painful moments, pain builds so much depth, so much wisdom. The Yisurim, we don't ask for it, but when we've gone through it, it purifies us. You're trying to get to this time of the mitzvah, all the ups and downs, just to get to the simcha. And comes the simcha, finally you've been purified for all the things you have to go through. And you can just, be'emes now, hopefully with Hashem's help, enjoy the simcha and enjoy the family, enjoy the stage your son's reached. and he can go into his life knowing that he'll have ups and downs, but there's going to be these moments of godliness, of greatness, where he becomes a bar mitzvah, becomes someone who's honored in
and
mitzvahs.
It's okay to embrace those times, embrace
yeah.
it.
You have to go through the things you went through. There's a big comfort this. We were the chosen nation. There's the going out. Yetzirah is the lashon going away from the ra. Aliyah. You have an aliyah. You get caught up to the Torah b'mitzvah. It goes up a level. Shahaisa Yisrael b'seisim mitzrayim. So you can go out from this mitzrayim. Shinu am anivcha to become the chosen Hashem. Al zeh amush lios am anivcha shach rak. This rabbi said another good thing. It's called Testimonies of Moses or something. It's actually right now it's trending number one in Israel and from all the things. Yeah, I know all this stuff. You know, I keep myself up to date. Anyway, one of the only good parts of it that I really got, other than the visuals, and a few of the voiceovers were good, but this Shlomo Einhorn, he said a good thing. He said right at the end, he said, why was Am Yisrael chosen for this whole thing? What was their nekuda that made them Am Nivcha? He said their ability at the end of the day to be together, achdus.
That's the bottom line.
And that's really right now, like the Yetzer is coming back again with all the new protests and stuff. But underneath all the protests even, they're still achdus. It just looks like, I don't know why, the Yetzer makes a show like as if we're not together. Comes down to back to war, back to real things, we're together again. It's just like a balagan. The Yetzer comes in and makes balagan and makes it look like we're not ba'achdus. But emes we're ba'achdus. That's what I believe anyway.
Me too.
United souls. We're all one soul.
Agreed.
Oh, that's what it says. Yeshiv nefesh. One loshen yochel. One soul. United souls. That's my whole like mission in this world. What I'm here for. Oh, zeh amush lios am nivcha shach rak al menas ha'isim kedoshim ki kedosh ani. Lo rak sheshamu midvarim asurim. Because we're not only are we going to not do bad, we're not going to eat treif, but when we eat normal things, we're mutter allowed to eat sushi and whatever, we're not going to eat the whole sushi thing by ourselves. We're going to leave a little bit over for a while.
I love it.
A little bit.
I love it. A little.
No, make sure she eats first, and then you have a little what's left over. That's the right way. Yeah? Isaiah, Yagir, the Madrega Show, Ki Ani Hashem, Amalekhem, Meretz Yisrael. Isn't that beautiful?
Gorgeous piece.
I just do one line from the Kodesh Samagid because it's such a holy year, and we've been quoting them a lot in the Shir of Rav Shlomo Katz. It's come up a few times now. But it's as well the Kodesh Samagid, Magid the Kodesh, Al Amru Ayisem Kedoshim Ki Kodesh Ani. He's going to give us an insight. Everything he said before that we just said. Now he said, how do we do it? Become used to becoming Kodesh. Constantly when we say, Asher Kiddushanu, this is the Kavanah to give you a summary. He's putting on the mitzvah, it's filling. He said, first he's going to say, but those two brachas, what they both have, and what all these brachas have, kodishanu. I'm a kaddish myself more. Every kodishanu is
means
I make myself holy more. Every time you say kodishanu, putting tefillin on, I make myself a little bit more holy, a little bit more elevated.
Even after 30 years of putting them on.
Meloshin kiddush kedushin, and not what. And then this is what the Kodesh Magid goes for a step further. Losh kedushanu is the same loshin as kedushin, marriage. Yeah, a chazal al kedushin shu meloshin da asala al kuli alma kekdesh. You become like nifrash from the world. You become kodesh just to Hashem. Every time you put the tefillin on, why do you put on you say very stiffly, that's all about getting married. You put that part on, you're marrying Hashem. Yes, at that moment you're becoming elevated, you're marrying Hashem. Vishtikni lam, vishtikni besedek, mishpah chesed, ragu, vishtikni lamun, vidasas Hashem. You're becoming to know Hashem. You're getting married three times, you wrap this round to Kodesh to Hashem. And that's Kedushin, that's the Kedushanu, that's the Kedusha. And that separates you from everyone else in the world because you have a Kedusha that you're marrying Hashem. And that makes you asr to everything else. You become like holy, like hektish, like in the base of Mikdash. Something becomes hektish, becomes kodesh. You can't just give it to whoever. It becomes kodesh. We have to end on this. And therefore, everything in Olam Hazeh becomes on a certain level, unless you elevate it to Hashem, becomes a little bit separate from you. And you have to davik yourself to Hashem.
That's a separate, it lacks the Kedusha.
Yeah, so everything, only way you can interact with this world is to elevate.
Elevate.
That's how we become. And we should be zocher to a sach nidish and achas from all our children.
Amen.
Specifically Amichai, Ben, Itamar, Ephrat, is that, or Frat, or Yafrat?
Yefet.
Itamar Yefet.
Amichai Nachum.
Amichai Nachum, Ben, Itamar Yefet, Yamod, and you should have an Aliyah. And we should be zocher, Mr. Shem, to only good news, Besoros Tovis, and the whole family. We have Simcha B'Shlemus. Amen.
Amen.